We learned today that science and pseudoscience have collided in England. In 1978, BBC Radio premiered a comedy series called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. In the program, there are characters such as Arthur Dent, Ford Prefect, Zaphod Beeblebrox, and a supercomputer named Deep Thought, who's asked to find the answer to the ultimate question.
The answer to everything.
Yes?
Life, the universe, and everything.
Yes?
Is.
Yes?
Is.
Yes?
42.
42?
Fast forward to 1996 to Cambridge University, where a postdoctoral research associate is hard at work. In January, using a radio telescope, Dr. Keith Grange comes up with a critical number for determining the age of the universe. The preliminary number he gets for his thesis is, that's right, 42.
The title of my doctoral thesis was actually Determining the Hubble Constant via the Sunyaev-Zeldovich Effect.
That's the Sunyaev-Zeldovich effect, a name Zaphod Beeblebrox would probably love, but let's set that aside and let Dr. Grange explain the Hubble constant, which is named for Edwin O. Hubble, who also posthumously lent his name to the space telescope.
The Hubble constant determines the rate of expansion of the universe. The Hubble constant, the rate of expansion of the universe, determines the age and size of the universe.
Dr. Grange cautions that his Hubble number is only a first draft. It may rise or fall yet, but for now it is 42, which resonates nicely with his taste in science fiction.
I'm quite a great fan of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy myself, and so when we came up with this result, it caused quite a little bit of laughter, and it's quite fun.
Dr. Keith Grange of Cambridge University. By the way, author Douglas Adams was asked why 42 in this story. Very simple, he said. It was a joke. It had to be a number, an ordinary smallish number, and I chose that one.
Parents of young organic life forms are warned that towels can be harmful if swallowed in large quantities.